Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Happy Sunday. Happy to be with you this morning. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Well, my friends, Christmas week is upon us. Again, another year has come and gone rapidly, I must say, but definitely a year for the record books, right? I've got a great show planned today. I hope you can stick with us for the entire hour. If you miss any part of the show, just as a reminder, you can always pick us up on your favorite podcast app. We are on YouTube. We have our own channel. You just go to YouTube and then in the search bar, put Lifestyles Unlimited. And then as always, you can find us on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Every Sunday, you hear me discuss my real estate investing path, my progress, how I got to where I am, hurdles along the way, where I'm going. But occasionally, it's good for you to hear this from someone else. And today, I actually have two people on the show so that you can hear their story. Mark and Julie are single-family real estate investors. They're members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And today, they have a remarkably interesting path to share with you today. And I believe you'll find this path interesting because it is a little different than how many people at Lifestyles Unlimited started, and I know you'll appreciate that. So without further ado, Mark and Julie, you out there, welcome to the show.
We're here. Thank you very much, Mike.
Excellent.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad y'all could take the time. We really appreciate that. So Mark and Julie, to set this up, why don't you give us a little bit of just background information about yourselves?
We live in Hazlitt, Texas, and we have two wonderful daughters. Julie is a inactive CPA, and I used to be in the corporate world. I turned entrepreneur several years ago, and we started getting involved with real estate probably about a dozen years ago. One of my jobs right out of college was I worked for a mortgage company and got some exposure to property tax sale auctions. And, you know, Julie and I have always enjoyed watching HGTV and DIY and stuff like that. And I decided, about 2008 or so, to go to a property tax sale auction. And it took about four different auctions, but I finally purchased a property there. And when I did, I, you know, phoned my wife and said, "Hey, guess what? We own another house. Maybe we ought to go look at it." So it was a fun thing to do. And, you know, this was really a product of my own frustrations with just not getting the rate of return that I wanted to through other investments. And I right. just looked at my bank account and I thought, this has to change, you know. It just wasn't producing for us. So we decided to do this. Anyway, we purchased the property. The property needed a lot of help, and it took me quite some time. But me and a good friend of mine, Travis, we worked on this property, and we finally got it going. Well, 2009 comes around, and I'm ready to sell the property and make a little money, right? Well, no, nobody can get a loan in 2009.
Yeah, that ended at that time. But between the time you bought it and the time you owned it and fixed it up, everything changed.
That's absolutely true. So we were wondering what to do. We had this restored property and we wanted to do something with. And again, my friend Travis, who is a real estate broker, he said, "Well, why don't you put it up for rent?" Well, neither Julie and I had ever intended on becoming a landlord, but we did it and put some folks in there. And then, you know, every month we started getting a check. And I thought, you know, this isn't such a bad idea after all. You know, all of a sudden we're getting mailbox money, and we realized this was a good thing, and it wasn't, you know, too much of a headache. And fast forward a few years down the road, we got into our next property. We did a cash deal and another property in Everman, and it was from a friend of ours that had two or three properties. Her name's Terry. Anyway, short story is we started buying these properties and started building mailbox money, and we're reinvesting our money in other properties just because I could see the potency of it. I could feel that it was building like a snowball. You know, I could feel that it was building. And the other thing is, it was just a lot of fun. It was just really enjoyable to see properties transform and them to become useful again. And
I love that part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that part of it. So Mark, you jumped in. I guess you were kind of an ancillary to the business, so to speak, because you knew about these auctions and the taxes and all that stuff. You purchased the house. Y'all's initial intention was to flip it. Is that correct?
That was our initial thought. Yes, it was. Mainly because I couldn't think of anything better. We were just going to flip it, make some money, and get a much better rate of return than we would have otherwise. But fate had a different plan for us, so we got on the landlord path, and we decided it wasn't half bad after all. So we've been on that path for several years now. Yeah.
Nice surprise. Julie, let me ask you this. So when you both realized that you weren't going to be able to flip this property, and you come to the realization that, oh gosh, what are we going to do now? Was there some fear? Was there some trepidation as you and Mark are having that discussion?
Yes, to be fully honest with you, when he called, I remember exactly where I was when he called me and told me that he had bought this house, and I thought, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to flip this, and it'll be good. The thought of being a landlord, honestly, it scared me a little bit because you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know who you're putting into your house. You know, I had all these preconceived notions when it came to the process. So we were about a year into the process, and then
I'm going to jump in. Yeah, they're pushing us out on a break.
Okay, gotcha.
But we'll pick this up in just a short moment. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking real estate investing with Mark and Julie.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Happy to be with you this morning. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We have Mark and Julie on the show, and they're sharing their story with us today. They're real estate investors. They're also members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you have a question on real estate investing or how to get started or really anything, give us a call. Our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or as always, please email me, askmike@luinc.com. I respond to each and every email I get personally, and I'm happy to get correspondence from our listeners. So, Mark and Julie, when we left off, you became surprise landlords. You had the intention of flipping, and that plan was right in the middle of the housing meltdown right there in 2009. Julie, you were telling us about, and I think any one of us, our first time, we're like, holy cow, we're going to be landlords. We're going to be property owners. We're going to have residents in these houses. Why don't you continue where you left off, kind of that surprise, what that was to you, and maybe what your early trepidations were?
It wasn't what I had in mind. When we first got into this, the idea really was to fix it up and flip it. We had the opportunity to purchase the house at a really good price, and fixing it up, we knew that we were going to make money off of it. So that was the mindset that I went into this particular transaction. And we had several people interested in buying the house, but as Mark said earlier, nobody could get a mortgage at that time. And we had multiple people ask us, well, can we rent? Can we rent? We want to live in this area. And as I said before the break, that just made me nervous. I had never dealt in that realm before. And the thought of having to interview people, put them in a house. I mean, we didn't understand the concept of property management at that time. So
yeah.
I was going, we're going to have to handle all of this on our own. Mark wasn't nervous about it at all. He said, let me handle it. Let's try it this one time. And if this doesn't work, we can come up with a different plan, which I really appreciated. But we found an incredible person, put them in there. And as Mark said, we would get checks in the mail every month. And I thought, ooh, this is very cool. So that really helped change my mind with regard to this. And we still self-manage all of the properties. And through that process with that first house, we figured out a routine. We figured out a program, found a person that can go in and help us with the houses. And then I would collect a check on a monthly basis. And
you're self-taught.
That was really powerful. Yeah, yeah. We're self-taught.
So, Mark, I love the entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah, let's do it. You weren't really, you were just kind of a new adventure, right? That's kind of part of it. At what point ownership of this first property did you tell yourself, let's do this again?
It wasn't that long, Mike, because once we were in this thing about, you know, maybe a few months, half a year or so, I was thinking, well, shucks, this thing is just going to keep spending money on me. Why don't we get another one?
And yeah.
You know, my financial analysis on it is comparing it to chickens and eggs. Your house is your chicken, and every month it lays an egg. And every egg it lays, you store it. And when you store those eggs, you trade it in for another chicken.
Yeah,
so,
I love it.
You just keep buying chickens and gathering more eggs and going down the road. So we started doing that, and there was a lady that we met that owned some rentals there, wonderful person, made us some very attractive purchase offers on these properties. So we started scooping them up and just really focusing on building. We weren't really focused on just claiming the cash and buying things with it. We were just really focused on reinvesting. And building is really so much fun. It's just such a wonderful feeling that you when you feel like you're productive. And we enjoy it to this day. We can continue to enjoy it very, very much. There's a huge enjoyment factor for me in production and to contribution as well. So, yeah, we're still building, and we're still making plans. And, you know, when we joined Lifestyles, that opened up a whole new window for us. I didn't know about 1031 exchanges. I didn't know about mobile closings. I didn't know about passive investments and multifamily. And this year we had a mobile closing while we were up watching the leaves turn in Wisconsin.
Great,
which was a lot of fun. Oh, it's so cool. And this year we did a 1031 exchange by selling one of the properties. And essentially what we did is we converted one door into five doors through the 1031 exchange. And it greatly enhanced our cash flow percentage on what we're collecting. And it also enhanced, with a step up in basis on taxes.
Yeah.
Now we're paying less in taxes, too. So that was such a key move for us, and continues to be really a portfolio optimization tool for us. And we learned about cash out refinancing. So the
right
things that we're discovering through Lifestyles are extremely potent.
How many properties did you acquire prior to Lifestyles?
I think we had 8 at that point, and we were just plugging along, and they were cash transactions. So we were going the slow route, and essentially I found out later, you know, violating one of the rules of Lifestyles is you can't get rich slow.
Yeah.
But we can now make amends for that by switching gears midstream here and utilizing leverage to our advantage with these other tools I mentioned as well. So we've got certainly some work to do as far as portfolio optimization and now portfolio expansion.
Yeah.
With going into the multi-tenant passive deals, which are extremely exciting.
So you came to Lifestyles essentially with 8 paid off properties? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you came not knowing what you didn't know, right? One of my favorite sayings, I don't know what I don't know. 8 paid off properties. At what point, Julie, are y'all sitting in the 2-day class and I'm just imagining the giant light bulb kind of on top of your head when you're sitting in there and you're like, oh my gosh, what was the first big realization?
Oh my goodness. We were in it for maybe an hour or so, and it was David Fisher who taught the two day.
Yeah.
And he was going through and detailing everything, saying there's multiple ways to make money out of houses. And he started laying it out and he gave examples. And since we're both finance people, what he said made perfect sense to us.
Oh, there they go. Well,
there it goes. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to push this out again, doggone it. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy to be with you this morning. Hope everybody's doing well. If you missed our first two segments, I invite you to go back and find us on the podcast, or you can always find us at the Lifestyles Unlimited website and click on the radio button and you'll find this show as well as the shows from all the other hosts there. Andy Webb, Al Gordon, Del Walmsley himself. We're all there online and you can easily find us and listen to it on your time. That's what I did for too long before joining Lifestyles Unlimited. I actually listened to the show for 2 years. So this morning I've got Mark and Julie with me on today, and I love their story, but essentially, Julie, where we left off, y'all had just joined Lifestyles Unlimited. You basically had been investing for 9 years, right? 2009 to 2018. You had 8 properties that were 100% paid in full, and you didn't know what you didn't know. Let's continue on about some of the, some of the pleasant surprises you were exposed to as you were taking our 2-day financial seminar.
It was revelatory, and I don't use that word lightly. That 2-day, we learned so much, and we learned that we didn't know a lot. Actually, we had been very fortunate in our investments, and they were doing well for us, but we didn't realize the power of what we had in our hands.
Right.
So that was what the 2-day gave us. We learned that there are multiple ways to make money off of a property. And one of them we hadn't really considered was the equity pool that you could have on multiple properties. We had full equity in these houses. We thought this was great, and you wouldn't want to leverage it. However, if you're leveraged in multiple properties, you have pools from all of those properties instead of one. And we go, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Never thought about that. before, Mark had mentioned the 1031 exchanges, which is where when you're in an investment property and you sell it and you have a mediator involved in the process, but you can flip into another property and not pay tax on it. And
defer the tax, yeah, like kind exchange.
Tax, absolutely. We go, that was absolutely huge, because one thing we had never considered before is selling the properties, because we knew that there would be taxes on it. We didn't realize that there was this incredible investment tax rule out there that could help us. Another thing that we found very powerful, this is switching over into multi-tenant versus single tenant, is that apartments are valued differently than single family properties, and we did not realize that.
I didn't know it either.
And and that was huge. And I could never figure out, we would hear people talk about, well, go into multifamily. But in my head, I go, this makes no sense to me, because I was valuing it as a single family, but it's not valued the same. So when we sat through that seminar, we both looked at each other and go, oh, there is incredible power in that also. So, I mean, Mike, I could talk on this for quite a while, but that 2 day was huge for us. I'm skeptical by nature.
Yeah.
And when you go into seminars like this, I'm always looking for the catch.
I like my CPA skeptical. That's a good thing, Julie.
Well, yes. And I'm kind of a risk manager by nature. And so I'm always skeptical when I go into these things. But when we went into this 2 day, they gave us solid, useful information. And anybody could walk out of that 2 day and go buy a house. I was absolutely amazed, but all the other information that they gave us, you could actually go support it. There was support for it, and it made sense for me. And as I said earlier, we both have finance backgrounds, so what was being said, it made sense.
Isn't it incredible in this country? Mark, you're a business owner. Julie, you're a CPA. I was a corporate guy. I was a Money Magazine, cover to cover. Anything finance, Barron's, I was in it. Did all the stock trades, options, everything. Mm-hmm. But isn't it incredible that here we are, we're three adults, we're doing the right thing, and there's financial strategies that we had never even heard of until we're sitting in this class, and like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. it's so powerful, and it's so practical and useful. And the other really big advantage is just being connected to wonderful resources. We talk about the 1031 exchange. Luann Blau has been invaluable to us and become a good friend. Lori Fontenot is a superb mentor to us. I can go down, you know, more of a list than that even. And as you had mentioned before, we had real estate experience, so we had some resources. But these resources gave us exposure to things that we just had not considered before. And we continue to learn. And the discovery is wonderful. Not only is the discovery powerful, the discovery is fun. And we continue to enjoy the discovery element of this.
So you went, essentially, you had your properties. You came to Lifestyles Unlimited, just about a year? It's only been about a year, right?
1 year, yes, sir.
Okay. So you went from, I guess in your mind, you were maybe thinking portfolio expansion or portfolio, you wanted to grow it, right? And you came to Lifestyles, and I guess the last year has been nothing more than portfolio optimization, because you're realizing you've got a mountain of ammunition and you've got to deploy it.
That's part of it. But the other part is deploying investments into passive multifamily. So I kind of consider that portfolio expansion, although it's passive. But we have been fortunate enough to be involved in five passive deals so far. And we certainly have plans in moving more in that direction in the future. We are quite inspired by the leads and the IROs. And, you know, once there's perhaps a few less hands on my time, then that might be a direction that we pursue as well.
Our leads are some of the smartest, most clever people I've ever met in my life. And I've known two billionaires, as a matter of fact. But just the fact that they think outside the box, they see a property, they look at it, and they go, we're going to do this, this, and this, and here's the numbers to back it up. And then what do? They go that, that, and that, and more than deliver. We've got some exceptional leads. So five properties, what do y'all look for? Do you have a strategy on your passive investing in the apartment communities?
Strategy is, number one, I get so excited when I see a deal. I have deemed myself a certified deal junkie.
Yes.
They get me so excited, and I, you know, share them with Julie, and I forward the email to Julie, and I do this, and I look at these, and I say, wow, this looks like a great area. This looks like a great plan. These are great people. So that's really it. I mean, it's just connecting with people and having confidence that this is realistic, that this is reasonable, and none of us can completely predict the future, but on the other hand, look at this process and look what it has produced for so many other people, you know.
Yeah.
You see a consistency there that you can really have some faith and confidence in that process. So I'm just a deal junkie, Mike. Whenever I see something, I just get all excited.
I hate saying no. These deals come across, and Mark, I'll tell you, you hit it. For me, it's not necessarily the deal. It's the people. It's the lead investor, because you know they're successful. You know that they wouldn't take this project on. You know they have skin in the game. So for me, it's the people. But they're pushing us out. We got another quick break. My name's Mike Harrison. We're talking real estate investing with Mark and Julie. We'll be right back after a short break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom, and today we're sharing that with Mark and Julie, or Mark and Julie are sharing that with us. Let me put that the other direction, and they've got a wonderful story to tell, and Mark and Julie, I just want to say thanks again for coming on the show. I really appreciate you sharing this with everybody.
No, it's our privilege.
Okay, so you joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and you learned about the 1031 exchange, which I'll just remind our listener, the 1031 exchange, it's a tax code 1031, and essentially it allows you to do a like-kind real estate transfer. So you may have a property where you've been depreciating on it, and then selling it rather than pay the capital gains. Mark and Julie, jump in here and tell us what you did with your first property and how that's turned out for you.
What we decided to do is sell one of our properties in Everman. And when we did that, we put it up on the market. And we had talked to Luann and Lori about how to facilitate a 1031 exchange. Just we hadn't been down that road before. So we went ahead and sold that property, and the money goes on the exchange. And this was a property that had realized a very nice increase in value over time. And up to that point, all of our properties were completely paid off. So we had a pretty good chunk of change to put into the exchange. But once it's there, you have to move that money. That money has to be put into play. And there are certain guidelines, time frames that requires. So we ended up purchasing a fourplex out in Weatherford with part of that money. And what that has produced for us is a significant increase in cash flow. And plus, with the step up in tax, you know, the depreciation is going to swallow up the profit for a period of time. So it's essentially going to be tax-free income. And that's really cool. It's roughly, I think, 14% cash-on-cash return. Plus, we came a little bit to the positive side on the equity that we captured as well as it as well. But it gets even better because we still have money left over. And we recently, as a matter of fact, as of last Friday, closed on a property that will realize us approximately 10% cash on cash rate of return and a better equity capture on this one. It's roughly cash on cash somewhere around a 40-45% rate of return immediately just by facilitating the deal. And actually, Mike, it gets even better from that because we even have some boot money left over.
So, yeah, one door to five doors. And the big pickle there, just to kind of throw this out again for our listeners or maybe some people that are new, you had two choices when you sell this property. And you can pay Uncle Sam a huge chunk of change, or you can take that and put it into more real estate. And that's exactly what you did.
Yes,
precisely. It made sense. It made all the sense in the world. And you're right. And rather than lose that money, we are putting that money to work for us to earn us more tax-free income. So it's, from our standpoint, it's just a huge win.
Wow. And that's, I guess you're playing with house money because it was a paid-off property. What's the difference in the monthly cash flow between the one door and the five doors?
Quite significant. We more than doubled it, and now it's all tax-free.
How beautiful is that? Is this a great country or what?
You just got to say, God bless America. That's what our buddy David Fisher says all the time. God bless America. This is a wonderful, beautiful thing. And I sure hope legislation stays put on these tools that we all have, that the average American can go out like ourselves and go out and attempt to build wealth. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing that we have, and it's just a tremendous opportunity for everybody.
It is. And again, as you're going through this process, you're taking typically a property that's run down or uncared for, or as I always like to say, a property that needs a little love, and you're making a nice, clean place for a great person to live. You're managing it better. That we teach you to be the better manager, best property, best price. Again, I've had people come up and darn near give me a hug when I've redone a house, a neighbor across the street or something like that for what we do. I like that part of it.
Oh, no doubt about it. We have been able to help some people along while we're on this path. And, you know, Julie and I, we believe in investing in other people's lives. And this is just another vehicle that is a tremendous opportunity for being able to do that and being able to share this information with other people and see how their lives change in conjunction. And, you know, you just got that snowball of giving and caring that goes along with this, and it just produces a tremendous amount of fulfillment.
Yes, I agree. So as you were doing this prior to Lifestyles, it was almost kind of doing it for fun, the enjoyment side of it. But now, I guess, Julie, maybe you want to touch on this. How has the realization come to say to where you're getting to a point to the cash flow is starting to obviously grow much greater as you're deploying these and doing the 1031 exchanges? What are your thoughts after Lifestyles on that?
If I understand what you're asking, I am grateful for Lifestyles. I'm grateful for the information. Information is power, and that's what this organization has given us.
Yeah, the mindset change as well. I mean, when you look at it, that was my thought is, I'm not worried about retirement now, finally. And I always was worried about it.
Right.
Right.
It gives freedom, and they talk about in Lifestyles, they talk about retirement and working toward that. And I guess Mark and I, that's not our mindset, but we are very much into the freedom, though. And what these tools have given us, it has given us the freedom to design our future to look the way that we want it to look.
Yeah, you've got control over tomorrow for the first time.
We do.
It produces a quality of life. I love how they say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And it produces just a tremendous quality of life. And it's just so great to see other people experience that quality of life in a fantastic country that we live in.
Absolutely. Amen to that. So I understand Friday you closed on a property. Was that another 1031 exchange?
Yeah, that was the second property that we purchased from the 1031 exchange money, and that has a tenant in it already. for a period of time. But once that tenant moves out, which is supposed to be here, I think, in early January, then we'll be able to go in and do a little bit of this and that. This was also our first road down the hard money road, which I didn't know anything about prior anyway. And what Lori enabled us to do when she introduced this hard money information to us is for us to have less cash out of pocket put into the deal and still realize all the rates of return that we would have doing a conventional loan. So you can imagine our discovery this year, Mike.
It's huge.
I know you're smart people. I get that sense, but that was me. I was almost hitting myself in the head going, what the heck? But yeah, hard money is a fantastic strategy. We hadn't even touched on that.
No, we haven't touched on it, and it's just another tool that you get in your toolkit to just be able to capture and keep more profits. And it's very powerful, and I'm not even sure I've even successfully absorbed all the information up to this point yet, but it's so fun learning, and it's so fun putting it into play and just seeing results from it.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Well, we just have a little bit left here. What advice would you give to somebody who hasn't started or who would be considering investing in real estate?
Well, I would just, from an experience here standpoint, I would just say it has been a game changer for Julie and I. It continues to be a game changer for Julie and I. And, you know, if you heard the first part of our story, we literally got into this by accident, and we've been able to kind of, you know, get through it. And but now we're empowered through this information from Lifestyles Unlimited. I would highly recommend that they really give it a serious consideration.
Excellent. Julie, anything to add to that?
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. And you have people around you who will help you. That's another incredible thing about Lifestyles. It really are people to help.
Excellent. Until next week, Mark and Julie, let's say it together. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.